power. This line says, for you are reigning now on high. The next line says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then the fourth line says, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Of all the earth. Hallelujah. Then another line. Hallelujah. Last line, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so we'll look at the tune. Maybe as we sing, you accompany us. It says, worthy art thou. It's the song that goes, pam, pam. You know. Worthy art thou, O Lord, my God, of honor and power. For you are reigning now on high. Hallelujah. You know the song? Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Hallelujah. 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 It's a very simple song. Hallelujah. Worthy art thou, O Lord, my God, of honor and power. For you are reigning now on high. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Follow that. Worthy art thou, O Lord, my God, of honor and power. Pam, pam. For you are reigning now on high. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord.
Lord of all the earth.
Sing it again later. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you this morning, for you are a God of faithfulness. You are a God of mercy. You are a God, Lord God, that takes pleasure in righteousness. You are a God that hath pleasure in equity. You're a God that taketh pleasure with the righteous. You hate wickedness. We thank you this morning for the spirit of righteousness that you are releasing to your people. The power for righteousness. Oh Lord, in your righteousness we shall rejoice. In your righteousness we shall be exalted. You are the glory of our strength. In your favor, our hand shall be exalted. We thank you for the strength that you are giving to your people. He said, blessed be the Lord who hath visited and redeemed his people. Lord, you are bringing a ministry of redemption. A ministry, oh God, said that we'll be delivered from the hand of our enemies. From the hand of them that hate us. Who have oppressed us and used us. We might be able to serve you in holiness. Might have the capacity to serve you in righteousness all the days of our lives. Father, we want to thank you for this time. Thank you for this season. We ask that our hearts be open this morning to receive the engrafted word, the incorruptible word, the word that has a power to deliver us. We bless you this morning. We ask for an anointing upon this meeting. Lord, that anointing, said, Lord God, you spoke to Moses, said, anoint Aaron, anoint his sons, that they might minister unto me. They might be able to offer of sacrifices unto me. We ask this morning that an anointing might come upon this meeting, that Lord, true sacrifices might be raised up in our midst, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to read from Romans chapter 12.
I want to read from Romans chapter 12.
Sorry, can we move this? Hallelujah. I like the fan, but it's disturbing. Praise the name of the Lord. Romans chapter 12.
Romans 12.
I'll start reading from verse 1.
We'll begin with verse 1.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, hallelujah,
Amen,
by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Praise the name of the Lord.
Me come in Christian them, because God they sorry for me bad. I they beg una, make una give una life like a sacrifice to God, for do in work and for do all written elect. That the true way that for worship God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning the Lord has put a word in my heart.
This morning God put a word in my heart.
To talk about a living sacrifice.
For talk about sacrifice we get life.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A living sacrifice.
Sacrifice we get life.
I've been listening to the messages that have been coming in this meeting.
I don't hear the message the way they come.
And I believe that this is what the Lord is saying to us.
And I believe saying that this God they talk to we.
And this is what the Lord is requiring of us.
And that this God wants from we.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For us to bring God an acceptable sacrifice.
For Lord bring to Papa God a sacrifice where he go want.
Hallelujah. We must know who God is.
We must sabi who that God be.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must know who God is.
We must sabi who that God be.
And we must know what God requires of us.
And for knowing God wants that we do.
Praise the name of the Lord. So we see Paul here writing to the Romans.
So we see Paul now here they write to the Roman them.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beseeching them.
And they beg them.
In fact, he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren.
He said, my brother and Christian, are they beg you now. Bad one.
When you hear the word therefore,
when you hear the word that the people are bad,
go back a little bit.
Can't be any small.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, in view of this,
because of this one,
hallelujah.
Amen.
God was speaking in Romans chapter 11.
God been talking to Romans 11.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he was telling the Gentiles,
and they tell the pagan them,
how Israel had been put aside.
How we don't push Israel go one side.
And how they have been brought in.
How the pagan they don't come inside.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said, in view of this,
and because of that,
knowing this privilege,
when you see what God do for you,
I want to beg you.
I want
to
beg you now.
I want to request of you.
And they ask you now, do ya?
That you present yourselves.
For Leona Duna self.
Now, if you look at this word from the Greek,
if you look this word here from the Greek,
it's not just speaking about your body.
Not only your body, you know what they talk about.
It's also speaking about all your faculties.
It they talk about all things about you.
Your mind.
Your mind.
Your emotions.
The way they feel.
Your desire.
The way you want.
Your will.
Your willpower.
Every part of you.
All parts by you.
God requires it as a sacrifice.
God wants it like a sacrifice.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
we're going to look a little about this matter of sacrifice.
But one looks small, but this thing when they call sacrifice.
What is a sacrifice?
Waiting a sacrifice.
Why must we bring a sacrifice?
Waiting do for bring sacrifice.
What is the implication of bringing a sacrifice?
What it go mean when you bring sacrifice?
How can we bring this sacrifice?
How we go bring this sacrifice?
Praise the name of the Lord. These are matters God wants you to think about.
Now the thing that God wants you to think about.
To reflect upon.
Then you think by friend.
And allow it to influence your life.
And make it get controlled by you.
Allow it to control the way you live.
Make it control how you may live.
The way you think.
The way you think.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is a sacrifice?
Waiting a sacrifice.
Praise the name of the Lord. You are Africans, right?
We are African also.
Every African understands what the sacrifice is.
All Africans are waiting at Sarah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Sarah. We have that word in Nigeria too. Praise the name of the Lord.
You get that word yourself.
Sarah.
Sarah.
It's sacrifice.
Sarah.
You get along the road.
You pass the road.
Sometimes you see a little pot.
Sometimes you see small pots.
You see an egg inside the pot, right?
You see egg inside the pot.
Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes they put coins, money inside the pot.
Sometimes they see coin inside the money.
Sometimes you see a red cloth.
Sometimes you see red pieces.
Hallelujah. Amen. And certain things inside.
And so other kinds in there.
Maybe sometimes feathers.
Sometimes a feather.
And
then
somebody keeps it there.
Somebody keep it there.
Praise the name of the Lord. That is a sacrifice.
That is a Sarah.
That is an offering.
That name are offering.
Praise the name of the Lord. Unto a spirit.
To one spirit.
Unto a God.
To one God.
Unto something that person worships.
To something where that person they do and they worship.
Praise the name of the Lord. What is that person doing?
What is that person they do?
Hallelujah. Now here we see Paul saying that this presenting of our bodies and our mind, our soul unto God.
Yes, so we see Paul the talk say this way we will bring with body with mind to God
is actually our true worship.
Now the true worship will they give God.
Praise the name of the Lord. If you read this scripture from the Amplified Bible,
if you read this scripture now one other time Bible where they make simple
what King James calls reasonable service.
What did King James in call the work where you go give to God?
Amplified amplifies it.
The other version they call Amplify, open and big one for all understand.
Gives us the true meaning.
It gives you the true meaning.
He calls it your spiritual act of worship.
He calls you spiritual way you worship God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is your worship.
Now that then you worship to God.
When you say you are worshiping God.
When you talk say I worship God.
It goes beyond singing and dancing and clapping.
It passes bad one for just clap your hands. You sing, you do all that thing.
It is actually a sacrifice and an offering.
Now Sarah you then give to God. Now offering you then give God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you are talking about worship.
So when you talk about worship.
You are talking about giving.
You talk about forgive.
You are to give something.
You forgive something.
You are to present something.
You forgive something.
You are to surrender something.
You for hand over something.
You are to give up something.
You for left something.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what worship is all about.
That day they call worship.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, sacrifice involves certain basic things.
Sarah. It involves some things the way now the bottom thing the way for Sabi for do.
Hallelujah. The first thing you need to know.
The first thing we need for Sabi.
It involves acknowledging a God, a spiritual being.
You for first believe say one God day when a spiritual God.
There is a supreme being.
God, they were big past all.
Something bigger than you.
Something were big past you.
Something higher than you.
Where I pass you.
Worthy of reverence.
Where you for respect, tranga one.
Worthy of fear.
Where you for fear, tranga one.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's an acknowledgement.
You for grace say day.
That I am not in control.
Say me not to be the controller.
I am not in charge.
Not to be in charge.
I am not, you know, I am not at the top.
Not a medium top.
Praise the name of the Lord. There is someone above me.
Somebody there where they up me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
David sang a song.
David sing one sing.
He said, thine, O Lord.
He said, now you yearn, O God.
Is the greatness and the power.
The power and the greatness. righteousness
and the glory
and the glory
and the victory
and the victory
and the majesty
and majesty.
Hallelujah. He was acknowledging a God.
He been a talk say God day.
The glory is not mine.
Not only get the glory,
it is yours.
Now God gets up.
Hallelujah. I am king.
Now be a king.
But there is a God above me.
But God they will be past me.
Hallelujah. Thine is the glory.
God, that you get the glory.
The majesty.
The majesty.
When Jesus taught his disciples to pray.
When Jesus teaching disciples how to pray.
He says, for thine is the kingdom.
He said, now you get the kingdom.
The power.
The power.
The glory.
The glory.
Praise the name of the Lord. That was not a poem.
Not a poem in the deal.
Hallelujah. These things must be an experience in your life.
Get here for beating the woman. They feel the pain and realize them.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It must be an experience in your life.
If I beat you where we can feel the do out them.
Sometimes today when you look at the lives of Christians.
Sometimes today when you look at Christian life there.
In fact, what you'll be seeing when you look at them.
In fact, what you will see when you look there.
It's like mine is the glory.
Now that now me gets the power.
Mine is the kingdom.
Now me get this kingdom.
Mine is the power.
Now me get the power.
Forever and ever.
Table.
Hallelujah. That is what the life will portray.
Now that's like the life they show.
Praise the name of the Lord. So a sacrifice involves acknowledging there's a higher power.
Salah means for belief say higher power they pass you.
Not just acknowledge there's a higher power.
Not for just believe that's no more.
But that this power is in control.
But now that this power now in the control.
Hallelujah. There was a man named Nebuchadnezzar.
One man named Nebuchadnezzar.
God raised him up, made him
God
a king.
Raised him up, yeah, make him king.
Hallelujah. But somewhere along the line, he got puffed up.
But as he go, now he can cock up and proud.
God said, I will teach you a lesson.
Now God said, I will teach you a lesson.
When I'm through with this lesson.
He said, why don't you tell me they teach you?
Hallelujah. You will know.
You will sabi
that there is a God in heaven.
Say God in heaven
that ruleth in the kingdoms of men.
Where they rule mortal man
and giveth it to whomsoever he wills.
Where they give anyone where he wants for give.
That is the lesson all of us have to learn.
Now that lesson they want for learn.
Praise the name of the Lord. There is a God in heaven.
Say God in heaven
that ruleth in the kingdoms of men.
Where they rule mortal man life
and giveth it to whomsoever he wills.
And they give any man where he wants what he wants.
Praise the name of the Lord. That is the first thing you must be conscious when we are talking of sacrifice.
When we talk about Sarah, the first thing that is for conscious but.
Praise the name of the Lord. Secondly,
the second thing
in bringing a sacrifice,
when you bring Sarah,
you are acknowledging submission to that God.
You agree, say you put yourself under that God today.
Hallelujah. I'm submitting to this God.
And you put yourself under this God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, submission.
For put yourself down.
Is an attitude of heart.
Now you ask now for make up for that.
Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together?
We are together.
Obedience is the outward expression of the submission in our hearts.
When you obey, now when you ask don't agree for do what the person tell you for do.
Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Hello?
Hi.
Obedience is an outward expression.
When you obey, now two way you show na do.
Submission is an attitude of the heart.
When you put yourself down, now you actually make up and.
Praise the name of the Lord. You can obey without being submitted.
You can obey, but inside you act, you don't agree, you don't put yourself down.
Hallelujah. Amen. And you can submit without obeying.
You can agree and put yourself down, but you don't do what you tell you
for
do.
For instance.
Example.
Hallelujah. Amen. When the three Hebrew children came to Nebuchadnezzar.
When the three Hebrew children came to Nebuchadnezzar.
They were submitted to the king.
Then be put themselves down to the king.
They recognize him as king.
Then Greece say in a king.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But they would not obey him.
But they no go grieve for do what the king tell them.
Because there was a higher power.
Because power the way I pass them.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The king can make a decree that is not right.
The king will talk law when not right for let person do.
Oh king, I recognize you.
Oh king, agree say yes, you are king.
I know you are the governor.
I know say now you the control.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like when the disciples, the apostles came before the Sanhedrin.
Like when the apostles came before the one council and called Sanhedrin.
They were submitted to them.
They put themselves down for them.
They were not rude to them.
They not act rude one to them.
But they said, we cannot obey this.
But they tell and say, no, we will not give for which one they tell us.
Because there is a God in heaven.
Because God's day na heaven.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is actually looking into our hearts.
So God is looking inside we ask them.
Praise the name of the Lord. So the offering is something that has to do with our hearts.
The offering want a bring come, that's something we get for do with we ask them.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is interested in your heart.
God be seen, but we ask.
Thirdly.
Number three.
A sacrifice.
Saga.
An offering.
Offering.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Speaks of a giving up of something.
It means you will let something go.
Praise the name of the Lord. Something that is yours.
Something where are you being yet?
But you are yielding it to that one.
But you then agree to some tears for taker.
Praise the name of the Lord. I give up this.
I then give this over.
As an acknowledgement of my submission to you.
For Greece saying yes, since I'm yet, I put myself down for you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, these things are very simple, but hold them, understand them, and know them.
They see what they talk, so they look simple, but hold them, understand them.
Because we come to church every Sunday.
Because every Sunday we go to church.
We clap our hands, we sing.
We they clap one, we they sing.
But we need to know if we are actually worshiping God.
But we really need to know if it's true we they worship God.
Because there's something called religion.
Because something they when they call religion.
It's a form of godliness.
It's fiber, like I say, you deal with God.
People do things.
People they can do things then.
And in their minds they are worshiping God.
But inside their mind they worship God.
But what does God really want of you?
But what thing God wants from
you? What is he expecting of you?
What thing they look for from we?
Is this worship something limited to when we gather here as a people?
When they say worship, now for them we can gather no one like a people, yeah?
Is this something we do when we gather inside a particular building like this?
That's something we do together in one building like this fire. Yeah?
Praise the name of the Lord. These are questions we need to ask ourselves.
Then why are not question the world for ask yourself?
Because with the church has come into a very complex time.
Because the church don't come at longer time.
A lot of things have been distorted.
But good thing they don't mix up there.
Darkness has come into the church.
Darkness sometimes at church.
Hallelujah. And I was talking to a sister some years ago.
I talked to one sister some time back.
She came to my house.
It can have me host.
She said, I have something to tell you.
He said, I get something for tell you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I just left my house now.
He said, I just come on
and
use.
And there was a bishop and his wife that came to see me.
And one bishop here in West can see me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, they were attacked by armed robbers on the way from, on a journey.
The armed robber attacked them when they come out, they come.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And they were wounded.
And they wound them.
So they came by night to this sister who is a medical doctor.
So they came by night to this sister who is a doctor.
They wouldn't go to the hospital.
They no one go to the hospital.
And she treated them.
He treats them.
Hallelujah. She said they told her, don't let anybody know about this.
Now they tell the doctor, say not tell nobody, oh, but this one will cancel.
Praise the name of the Lord. Because the man has a very big church.
Because the man get big church.
He tells them in his church that armed robbers come, I will do ha, and they run away. That when armed robbers come, I will just do ha, and they will run away.
When this man they come, they'll just do so, and they run away.
And they said, if you pay your tithes.
And they say, if you pay your tithes.
If you bring your money.
If you bring your money.
I will rebuke the devourer for you.
I will grab the one who can eat your money for you.
Hallelujah. So if the congregation know that armed robbers attacked this man.
So if the congregation sabi say this man can have this man in way.
That means the tithe is not working.
That means the tithe business doesn't work.
And it will stop.
And people will stop for the tithe.
The sister was troubled in her conscience.
So the sister something disturbing.
Hallelujah. She said, I thought God's business involved truth.
If you don't think say God business not true, all think of God forbid true.
Hallelujah. Are we together? But this man was professing to worship God.
But this man me they talk to all man say me and worship God.
He was preaching in Sundays.
Sunday in the preach.
He was laying hands on the sick and they were getting well.
In the land by the sick man and the well.
He was casting out devils.
In the dread devil come up.
He had a very big church.
In a big church.
He was doing miracles.
In the do miracle.
But he was not worshiping God.
By not being the worship God.
Praise the name of the Lord. There was a hidden thing somewhere.
Something hides outside.
A hidden thing of dishonesty somewhere.
Something hides when a bend business.
There was
outside.
A craftiness somewhere.
Some conny this outside.
There was a handling of the word of God deceitfully somewhere.
Some side there where not a work at gate with God in world.
In fact, his whole life was a lie.
In one whole life, I mean lie business.
Hallelujah. Something happened again in the town where I live.
Something happened back now. The tumbles are tapped.
There was this man. He has a big television ministry.
This man began big television ministry.
On TV.
Na TV.
Every week.
Every week.
He makes the point to tell everybody, I don't take drugs.
He then makes sure say it happen. Tell one man say me I don't take drugs. So.
Hallelujah. I have not tasted drugs before.
Me I don't take medicine.
And I will not take.
And I'm not going to take medicine.
I believe in divine health.
I believe, say God, in men possible.
I believe in divine healing.
I believe, say God, in powerful men possible.
Hallelujah. And a lot of people watch this program.
But good people, they're looking for.
And they say, this man is a man of God.
Say, a man of God is.
Hallelujah. Now, one day we just heard startling news.
One day, now, yeah, the news where check we.
That this man and the wife died within 1 hour of each other.
Say this man here in wife, when the man died, inside 1 hour in wife self died.
Hallelujah. Amen. Their church happens to be just near to my house.
Their church been just busy in any of my house.
And the church issued a statement.
The church makes statement.
That the man's wife died.
Say the man and wife died.
And the man told God, I can't live without my wife, so take me too.
And the man God say, God, I'm not able to live without me wife when I don't die, so carry me, go safe.
Hallelujah. And God took him home.
And I God take and go.
And that was the official position of the church.
Now, so the church in writes the statement.
Later, I had time to talk with a sister.
Later, now get time for talk with one sister.
She happened to have a friend who is a medical doctor.
He be saying I've been doctor.
And the doctor was telling her something very, very startling.
And the doctor been the tenth start something.
Said he used to treat that couple, that both of them.
Say now him in the treat then this couple here. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now I have not been able to find out what they were suffering from.
Well me I not been found out waiting I've been the sick way they for them.
Hallelujah. Some people were speculating whether they were diabetic.
Some people say that diabetes them.
Another group said the man they had an infection.
Other groups say na infection the man again.
I don't know what it was.
Me not be no waiting.
But this young man was coming to treat them.
But this young man they go treat them.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this couple did not let anybody know they were undergoing treatment.
This couple not in make nobody not say them they take medicine treatment.
Not even their children.
Not even the beginning of Sabi that self.
Hallelujah. So at a point the doctor, his conscience began to trouble him.
So one time the doctor begin disturbing Siam.
He said, I can't continue to do this.
He said, I'm not going to do this guy.
It is wrong.
It's wrong.
Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, I'm going to stop.
He said, I will stop.
So he stopped.
So it stopped.
And then the couple got another doctor.
So the couple then go take another doctor.
Who was not a Christian.
Well, not a Christian.
So the first day he administered drugs to them.
So the first day we give them medicine for take.
Both of them reacted.
Now then two get reaction.
And died on the spot.
Then died one thing.
Hallelujah. So the church now came out with this policy.
So the church now can't get off this statement here.
And that is this policy, the story they have up to today.
And that story that the church talked about today.
Hallelujah. Amen. And then, like I said, there's a question that we need to ask.
Like we are talking, question the whole for us.
What are these people doing?
What do people are they doing?
They have a church.
They get church.
They preach the gospel.
They preach God in one.
People get saved there.
People then they get salvation.
People are healed there.
People then they well.
Miracles happen there.
Miracles they be there.
But are they worshipping God?
But yearly then they worship God.
Hallelujah. What is God requiring of us?
What in God they look for from we?
Why are we gathered here today?
What do you do with them here today?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is God interested in our lives?
What in God peace in but for what he wants from your life.
If you're able to catch this,
if you understand that,
then your life will not be the same again.
Then your life not will be the same.
Then you'll be able to bring forth a sacrifice that is pleasing unto God.
Then you will bring Sarah where God will let.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is very interested in sacrifices.
God beats it one but with Sarah.
And yet he is not interested in sacrifices.
And still yet not to that Sarah day, he beats him so altogether.
It means that there's a kind of sacrifice that God is requiring.
What do you mean? Can't sacrifice them what God wants from we.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is God looking for from you?
What in God wants from you?
You know, the first sons that were born to Adam and Eve.
The first beginning the way Adam and Eve born.
Hallelujah. The first thing we learn about them.
The first thing when they tell about them.
Was that they brought offerings, right?
Now that them bring offering unto God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Abel brought an offering.
Abel bring offering.
And Cain brought an offering.
Cain brings an offering.
They knew that their relationship with God.
They sabi say the way when they obscure with God
is expressed in the offering that they bring.
They show by the offering where they bring to God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The greater your love for God.
The more you let God,
the greater your devotion to God,
the more you will give yourself more to
the
God.
The more costly the offering that you bring.
Now the more the offering when you bring them will.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So why must we bring an offering?
So what you do for bring offering?
Why is God expecting us to bring an offering?
What you do God expect to let bring offering?
Does God need anything?
You think say God wants something?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By nature, God is self-sufficient.
God, now God we don't need nothing at all, at all.
How many people know that?
Almost people sabi dandi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God says bring something.
If God says bring something.
It is not related to God's need.
Not that he wants that thing the way you bring so.
It is something related to your need.
Now you need that thing.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is saying here that we are to present our bodies.
God the talk now so say we for bring we body them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And your mind.
We mind.
Your emotions.
We feeling.
The way you think.
The way we they think.
The thoughts that are going on through your mind.
Waiting and waiting you they think you say your mind say.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Must be an offering to God.
If I be offering to God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Your feelings.
The way we they feel.
The things you want.
The thing the way you want.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is an offering to God.
It's an offering to God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God demands an offering from you.
God wants offering from you.
He says, I want your mind.
He said that your mind I want.
I want your emotions.
I want you what you feel.
I want your desire.
I want what you want.
I want your will.
I want your willpower.
I want your body.
I want your body.
Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to know that God is not the only being that wants everything from you.
Say not to God one thing wants anything from you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Other spirits also want you.
Other spirits them want you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to speak to you.
God wants to talk to you.
He wants to express himself through you.
He wants to show himself through you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, your worship of God.
The way we worship God.
Your understanding of Christianity.
How you understand Christianity for me.
Must begin to boil down to something very simple.
If I come down to something, we're simple.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God made you.
When God make you.
Hallelujah. You know that God is a spirit.
We say God is a spirit.
Do you know that?
We know that day.
But do you know that God desires to dwell in a visible form?
We say God wants for tap. Now where we all here they see.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You sang a song this morning.
We sing one thing this morning.
Great is the Lord.
Great God be. God
and greatly praise. To be praised.
That for praise and be big one.
In the city of our God.
Inside the city where God is.
In the mountain of his holiness.
Now in Mount mountain of Usai Holiness Day.
Beautiful for situation.
The place fine for day.
The joy of the whole earth.
The joy in the one world.
Is Mount Zion.
Na Mount Zion.
In the sight of the north.
Within at the side of the north.
The city of the great king.
Na the city where God tap.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to be seen.
God wants for let them see him.
He wants to manifest in the natural.
He wants to show himself natural one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he has decided.
And he don't decide, say.
That he will be seen in Mount Zion.
And at Mount Zion, and people will see him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that you are that Mount Zion.
Now you, not that Mount Zion. Babe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants to think through you.
He wants to think through you.
He wants to feel through you.
He wants to feel through you.
He wants to speak through you.
He wants to talk through you.
He wants men to see his nature through you.
He wants them to see how he turns through you.
Hallelujah. So this offering.
So this offering
is about presenting yourself.
Now that we will bring ourselves.
So that God can take hold of you.
So God will hold we.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And move through you.
And he will walk through it.
And appear through you.
He will show himself through it.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you understand this.
If you understand that me.
Then you understand Christianity.
Then a Christianity they understand.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jesus was coming into the world.
When Jesus was coming into the world.
He said, sacrifices and offerings, you are not interested.
I'm not busy but Sarah and offering.
Hallelujah. He said, the body you have prepared for me.
But you don't make body for me.
I'm coming to do your will.
And are you waiting you want? Now they can do.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our body is given to us.
God giving this body
is a gift from God.
Now God here has gift to
me. Your mind is a gift from God.
We mind that God in gift to
your
we.
Emotion is a gift from God.
We feelings now gift to we from
your
God.
Desire is a gift from God.
When we serve for one something, now God give that gift to.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For a purpose.
For a reason.
Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord is saying that we are also to be judged.
And God they talk back say, he will judge we.
For whatever we have done, why we are in this body.
For all to what you don't do, what then at this body.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anything you allow to express itself through your body.
Anything you want they allow for let show itself through your body.
Any spirit you allow to manifest in this your body.
Any spirit you want to give for let use your body for showing itself.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any spirit you allow to use your mouth to talk.
Any spirit you give let use with mouth for talk.
Any spirit you allow to use your heart, your thinking.
Any spirit will allow with we heart, with thinking, for use and for do in work.
We are to be judged for it. We are to
God will
account,
judge me for that day.
We are to be accountable for it.
And we will get forgive account for that day.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must understand this.
We for understand this one.
Praise the name of the Lord. So why would God want this sacrifice?
So what did make God want Sarah from we?
Some time ago, God began to show me something.
Some time back, God began to show me something.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
About a rebellion that took place before man was created.
But a rebel business will be before man, it make mother man.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How many of you have read the story of Absalom?
Almost, but we don't read that story, but one man will call Absalom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do you know that the story of Absalom tells us about certain things that happened before we were created?
Una sabi say that story about Absalom tell about something we been be before they make we.
It's the story of the rebellion of Hillel.
Now the story of how Hillel turned rebel by God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How he decided.
How he decided.
To live independently of God.
For live different way from how God tell him.
Hallelujah. How he incited rebellion against God.
How we touching company on, he tell them for do bad against God.
How he began to slander God.
How we begin lie upon God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How he began to speak to the angels and say, wouldn't it be better for us if we are every man decide for himself?
How we begin tell the angels reject them, say no go better for we if we decide for ourselves and do we own thing.
Why can't we decide what is right and what is wrong?
We don't go able for talk what is right and wrong.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How he aligned the self life.
How he grew for self.
How the self will began to take a life of his own.
For your will power for take control of all things.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how God decided to raise man.
And how God decided to send the eighth man up.
To vindicate himself.
For free himself.
Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to have a people.
God said, I'm going to get me young people then.
Hallelujah. Who will obey me?
We go obey me.
Praise the name of the Lord. Who will surrender their self-life?
We go give themselves all things.
Who will give up everything?
We go give all things for themselves.
Hallelujah. Because Hillel said.
Because Hillel, Satan, talk say.
Anybody with this opportunity will do the same thing as I have done.
Anybody will get this opportunity, like I said, will do the same thing I don't do.
Hallelujah. And so God brought man into the situation.
So now God bring more than man can.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your being here.
In the way then I am.
Is to vindicate God.
Now for free God of waiting on me.
To show. To principalities and powers.
For sure, to principality, to power them.
That God's way is the only way.
Say that the way where God is saying, that is the only way.
This was what Jesus came to demonstrate to us.
Now that day Jesus can show me where he come.
It was not the miracles.
Not a miracle.
It was not the healing.
Not the healing.
Hallelujah. It was not raising the dead.
Not the dead man the way he is up.
You know, the Bible says something in the book of Philippians.
The Bible says something in the book of Philippians.
It said, let this mind be in you.
It said, let this mind be inside you.
Which was also in Christ Jesus.
Where did he say Jesus Christ?
Hallelujah. He said, who being in the form of God.
Where he there as God, that this one.
He humbled himself.
He put himself down.
Became obedient unto death.
He obeyed till he died.
He did not exalt himself.
He knows himself up.
He said, I didn't come to do my own will.
He said, not to wait me one speaker for God.
I came to do the will of the Father.
Now waiting me Papa once that can do.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He humbled himself.
He put himself down.
He became a sacrifice.
He be Sarah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, wherefore?
So.
Whenever you read the word wherefore,
any seven you read that word is so,
go back a little bit.
Come here, so.
He said, because of this one,
yeah,
God had highly exalted him.
Now that made God is a right up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was because he humbled himself.
Now because Jesus put himself down.
It was because he did not choose the self life.
Because he not choose to do in your power, what he wants.
He chose the God life.
Now God in your own way.
He chose the Father's way, not his own way.
Now what the Papa wants, not on your own.
God had highly exalted him.
God does it all.
Today we talk about ruling and reigning with Christ.
Today we talk about say one rule and reign with Christ.
There is only one way there.
One great way there for do that day.
We have to go down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said he made himself of no reputation.
He not think nothing but himself like a high up there at all, put himself down.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He made himself of no reputation.
He not think high by himself, he put himself bottom.
Praise the name of the Lord. The way of man today is to project himself.
The way of mortal man for himself up, for show himself.
To promote himself.
For himself up.
To show that I am something.
For show me that bossing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord said, let this same mind be in you.
God said, let this same mind be inside you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was how Jesus made an open show of principalities and powers.
Now so Jesus showed the principality and power them.
Hallelujah. God is committed.
God, he not talk I go do one.
To show, to make an open show of principalities and powers.
For make sure say he expose the principality and power which then they do.
He wants to expose the lie of the enemy.
He wants to show say Satan the lie.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants to expose the emptiness of his claims.
He wants
to
show the emptiness where they inside waiting in the talk say he gets.
Praise the name of the Lord. And he's going to do it through a church.
And outside go to one through the church.
The people who will choose to reject their self-life.
The people that will go grieve for abandon their own life.
Their natural life. To become nothing.
Forgive for being nothing.
And allow Christ to be all in all.
And allow Jesus for being the all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the only thing that will destroy the kingdom of the enemy.
Now that is the only thing that will destroy Satan's kingdom.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so God is looking for people.
So God will look for people then.
Who will present their bodies.
We will give them body.
And their minds.
Their mind.
And say no to the self man.
And say no to the possibility inside them.
Say no to themselves.
Say no to themselves.
Say no to their desires.
Say no to what they want.
Say no to their likes.
Say no to what they like.
Say no to their pleasures.
Say no to what they feel fine for do.
Hallelujah. Say no to offenses.
Say no to the things the way you don't hold grudge that you have.
Hallelujah. And say, Lord, use me to express yourself.
And say, Lord, use me for show yourself.
Let the words of my mouth.
Let what you are talk.
Let the meditations of my heart.
Let what you are think.
Not be mine, but yours.
Not be me young, but are you young.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Lord has such a people.
When God gets that kind of people, yeah.
The kingdom of the devil is over.
Devil in kingdom done.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The kingdom will crash.
Devil in kingdom go scatter.
Because there is no more basis for it to stand.
Because nothing other way than we will tear up by again.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have you ever wondered?
You don't want to think.
What is God's business with the devil?
What is the business where God gets with Satan?
The Bible says that the sons of God gathered.
Bible say. God in picking them, Tina.
And the devil came with them.
Then Satan came.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord began to speak to the devil.
And God began to talk to this.
Ever wondered why?
You don't wonder what you do.
He said that darkness and light have nothing in common.
He said darkness and light, they don't get nothing together.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Lord says, have you considered my servant Job?
But God said, I say, you don't think for my servant Job.
Hallelujah. There is an issue somewhere.
Something there is on side for handle.
An issue to be resolved.
Something there is on side for make them bring solution.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The day a people come.
The day when people then will come.
Who completely reject the self life.
When grief for abandon their self life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And obey God in all things.
And grief for obey God by all things.
Then the devil's kingdom stands terminated.
Then his devil kingdom don't turn.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why the devil does not fear the religious people around.
Now that makes devil not a fear, not afraid the religious people the way they are around.
But when a man begins to present himself as a living sacrifice.
But suppose a man begins giving body like a salary life.
The devil begins to come after him.
Now you the devil they run after.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is an issue.
So something there.
And God is waiting for a people.
And God will wait for us in people.
Through which he will put the devil to shame.
When I through them, he will make Satan shame.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the Lord is expecting such a people to come forth here.
And God expects them kind of people and therefore let them come out from here.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so God is requiring of us, brethren.
And God, they look from we, brother and sister.
To begin to present our bodies.
For begin for give we body.
As a living sacrifice.
Like a surrounding life.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. In doing that.
As we do that.
We will bring glory to God.
We will bring glory to God.
Praise the name of the Lord. The devil put a question to God. He said, God says, have you seen my servant Job?
The devil put question to God. He said, you don't see my servant Job?
Hallelujah. That he walks before me perfectly.
In the worker before me perfectly.
He obeys me perfectly.
He obeys me perfectly.
He does everything I tell him.
He do anything I tell him.
The devil says it's not true.
The devil say not so true.
It's because you have put a hedge around him.
Now because you don't put a fence around him.
He's having a good business.
Now finally he get good business.
He has no trouble at all.
He don't get one while.
There's no sickness around him.
He don't get sick.
Why wouldn't he worship you?
I know go worship you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why wouldn't he worship you?
I know go worship you.
Isn't that the state of the church today?
Not of that, not also the church stand today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord says, oh, fine, touch everything about his good, don't touch his life.
Then God says, okay, fine. Go touch all things but when he gets.
Hallelujah.
Go touch his life. Oh.
And the devil goes to action.
Then the devil goes to action.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you worship God for nothing? Why do you worship God?
You don't worship God for nothing. What make you worship
the
God?
The thousands of people that flow into churches every day, why are they there?
Thousand people that want to go inside church every day, what make them go there?
Are they not looking for a husband?
Not a man and a girlfriend.
They're not looking for a wife.
Not a wife and a girlfriend.
Are they not looking for prosperity?
Not a money and a girlfriend.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Are they not looking for protection from their enemies?
Not a protection and a friend for against their enemy.
Hallelujah. Are there people who are worshipping God for who He is?
People then there when they worship God for who that God be?
Assuming that God decides, so Lord God Almighty, today I'm going to take away this from them.
So if God Almighty talks it today, all the things that they take are common at the hand.
Will they continue to worship God?
They will worship God still.
Hallelujah. Amen. Assuming that their children is taken from them.
Imagine say them take them picking their away.
Assuming that you lose your wife.
Imagine say you wife die.
You lose your husband.
You man die.
You lose your job.
You walk in.
You lose your health.
You know get my body game.
Would you still be clapping hands and be here?
You go stick and snap now they clap hand.
Now this is the reason for the trials that will pass through.
Now then they make the trial the world they pass. They
God
make.
Must prove a people.
God will prove say they real people there.
The day they are proved and they stand before God.
The day when they prove say they clean, they stand before God.
The devil's kingdom is over.
Satan kingdom done done.
There is no discussion about it.
But who talk not about that?
God called Abraham. He said, give me your son, your only son.
He said, give me you picking, you want that picking.
Take him to this mountain that I will tell you.
Can I go to this mountain where I will tell
and
you?
And offer him there for a bond offering for me.
And go offer that Sarah.
Why would God test Abraham?
What did make God test Abraham?
I believe that the kingdom of darkness was watching.
I believe say the kingdom of darkness has been watched.
And I believe that the angels of God were watching.
And I believe say God the angel himself been watched.
And Abraham was standing in between.
Abraham stood up in between.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God talks about overcomers.
When God talks about people that will win the devil.
These are the people he's looking for.
Now them people that they look for.
Hallelujah. Amen. Whether it is raining. Whether it's the sun is shining. Whether it is darkness. Whether it is light. In sickness. In health. No matter the situation. They will be faithful with the Lord.
Then will they faithful with God.
Their testimony will be consistent.
Their testimony will stand sure so all them.
This is what our business is all about.
Now that they this day all but.
We're not into prosperity.
We know they say for the top of
we're not into miracles.
We know they do big miracles.
Hallelujah. Amen. But we have miracles.
But we they get miracles.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that's not.
But not of Dandy.
That's not why.
Not to Dandy.
That's not why we're here.
Not to Dandy we there for.
And so Abraham began to move.
So Abraham began to move.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He obeyed God.
He obeyed God.
God brought him up to the point he raised his hand.
God did not say he allowed one day, yes, he had.
God said, now I know.
Then God said, now I know. Say.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That matter was settled.
That issue there, God is settled.
God had found the man that he was looking for.
God don't send the man where they fell.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The purpose of our life.
The reason for we life.
It's not to become a doctor.
Not to follow be doctor.
Or not to become a lawyer.
For turn lawyer.
Or a minister in the government.
Or minister in the government.
It is to present our bodies.
Now for offer we body.
To present our soul.
For offer we soul.
An acceptable sacrifice.
Like a Sarah fine.
Your sacrifice will be tested.
God will test the Sarah will give.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your sacrifice will be verified.
The Sarah will give. God wants to make sure of him.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. There are acceptable sacrifices.
Sarah then the way go accept.
And there are sacrifices that are not acceptable
Sarah
to God.
Sarah then the way you not accept at all.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must begin to see your life as a sacrifice.
You for begin see your life like a Sarah.
An offering.
Like an offering.
Hallelujah. He said, "It must Jesus offered himself without spot."
He said, "Jesus gave himself without one spot for the day."
Hallelujah! Amen. All through his life was tested.
All through his life, he get testing day.
Praise the name of the Lord. If you look at the book of Exodus chapter 12.
If you look in book Exodus chapter 12.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah!
Amen.
God began to speak to the children of Israel.
God began to talk to the kingdom of Israel.
Hallelujah. About the lamb.
But the lamb.
For sacrifice.
Where then they use for Salah.
The Passover lamb.
the lamb, the Passover lamb.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now he told them something.
He told them something.
That you are going to select this lamb.
He said, I will choose this lamb.
A young lamb or young goat.
Young lamb or young goat.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And this lamb is to be selected on the 10th day of the first month.
And this lamb here, we have chosen the 10th, number 10 day and the first month.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you take this lamb, you will separate it from the rest of the flock.
You will separate it from all the other lamb there.
You will keep it aside.
You will put and keep it.
Praise the name of the Lord. You separate the lamb.
You will separate the lamb.
You keep it separate.
You keep it in a corner.
It's a spotless lamb. A spotless lamb.
Lamb when not get spots.
Without blemish.
When not get any mark banam.
Praise the name of the Lord. That lamb is kept for 4 days.
Then they keep that lamb there for 4 days.
Until the 14th day of the month.
Till the 14th day in the month.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then that day you will offer it.
Then at that 10 day, now offer lamb.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now you are that lamb.
Now you not a lamb.
I am that lamb.
Now me not a lamb.
Now Jesus also was that lamb.
Jesus himself not a lamb. Not a lamb.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
On the 10th day of this month,
the number 10 day of the month,
Jesus entered into the temple.
Jesus entered into the temple.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That triumphant entry.
That entryway can't say.
Praise the name of the Lord.
One.
He went into the temple.
He go inside the temple.
And began to clean the temple.
And he began clean the temple.
Praise the name of the Lord. He was in Jerusalem for 4 days.
He been at Jerusalem for 4 days.
Praise the name of the Lord. He presented himself as a lamb.
He gave himself like a lamb.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was inspected by the religious leaders.
This religious leader, they got inspector.
They asked him questions.
They asked him questions.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They tried to find fault in him.
They tried to find fault for him.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But they could not find any fault in him. He was inspected by the political leader.
Political people, they come, they said, can inspector.
Pilate asked him questions.
Pilate, can you ask him questions?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. Take him and crucify him.
Nine Pilate said, I don't find one fault by this man. Una take and go, una crucify, una kill him.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now when Jesus was standing trial,
when Jesus been snapped the stand trial,
he knew where he was going to.
It be Sabu side go.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you aware?
You know
that the purpose of your being here,
you know, say the easy way you there
is to be prepared to be an offering unto God.
Now for prepare you for let you be Sarah for God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, when they reviled him, he reviled not back.
When they cursed Jesus, he not turn back a curse.
Hallelujah. Amen. He was not seeing the insult on his person.
He not see the curse when they curse and say nah in the Jesus name.
Hallelujah.
Cross.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was conscious that I might be an acceptable sacrifice.
He conscious say, me, I want to be a Sarah where God will glad you for.
Having seen your life in that perspective,
you don't look your life that way there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When your neighbor offends you,
when your neighbor can't say you blabber.
Hallelujah. Instead of fuming and say, did you see the insult he gave to me?
Instead of you begin first, you not see the cost he cost me.
You are more conscious of presenting yourself as a living sacrifice.
Waiting for the number one that you ate now that me, I want to be good Sarah for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The lamb had to be spotless.
The lamb did not get forget one spot for now.
That lamb is you.
That lamb there, now you.
That lamb is me.
That lamb there, now me.
Have you begun to see yourself as a lamb for sacrifice?
You don't begin to see yourself like a lamb for Sarah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that you are under inspection every day.
And that God they inspect you every day.
Are you conscious of that?
You conscious about that day?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to begin to bring us into a place of consciousness for our life. That the goal of the life of Jesus,
God won't begin bring we for no conscious for that day now we life. That's what Jesus be make up with them before Jesus in life.
It was not the miracles.
Not only miracle way they do.
He was looking to the cross.
Now the cross in life in Nepal.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had a focus.
He been get something with him before.
So he had no personal quarrels with anybody.
He not make play about boss at all.
Hallelujah. He was conscious, I must present myself spotless and die spotless.
He conscious said me, I forgive myself like a saga when I get one dirty param.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what this message is all about.
Now that's this message all about.
That you are to present your body, what, a living sacrifice.
Say you forgive your body like a Sarah when in life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Exodus chapter 30.
Inside Exodus chapter 30.
God gave instruction to the people of Israel.
God gave commandments to the people of Israel.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He ordained two sacrifices.
He tell them for do two sacrifices.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
One sacrifice was to be offered in the morning.
One of the sacrifices in the morning they forget.
It was offered at 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 o'clock in the morning.
Which is the third hour in the Hebrew clock.
According to the Hebrew clock, that is the third hour that one day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The other sacrifice was to be offered at 3. In the afternoon.
The other sacrifice at 3 o'clock afternoon and for one.
Which is the evening sacrifice
when
in their calendar.
The evening ten
so one sacrifice was offered in the morning.
One sacrifice in the morning.
A lamb was slain in the morning.
They killed lamb in the morning.
Incense was offered in the morning.
They made the incense burn.
In the evening time again.
Inside the evening time.
Another lamb was slain.
They killed a lamb.
And incense was offered.
They offer incense.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Jesus brought the morning sacrifice.
Jesus bring the morning sacrifice.
Praise the name of the Lord. How many of you know he was crucified at 9 a.m. in the morning?
Almost by we said they crucified at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Praise the name of the Lord. At the exact time that the morning sacrifice was offered.
The exact time when they do the morning salah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that he gave up the ghost.
Now he died.
At 3 p.m.
Then kill him 3 o'clock sharp.
Hallelujah. The exact time that the evening sacrifice was offered.
The same time when normally then they give that evening ten salah.
Praise the name of the Lord. That was when he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
Now that time they talk, say, Papa, I give me spirit that you are.
It was an act of surrender.
Now complete surrender.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prophetically,
when
Jesus has offered the morning sacrifice.
When he talk about, when he look and then they in the prophetic way, Jesus been done to the morning sacrifice.
The church is to bring forth the evening sacrifice.
The church now for bring the evening ten salah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He says we are to walk in his footsteps.
He said we for worker. Now I'm a worker.
Praise the name of the Lord. Preparing ourselves.
Prepare yourself.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To bring that sacrifice.
For bring that salah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when God was giving instructions about this lamb in Exodus chapter 12,
when God been talk out this lamb for time inside Exodus chapter 12,
hallelujah, he was making a preparation to judge Egypt.
He been prepare how for can judge Egypt.
Praise the name of the Lord. He was preparing to send an angel of destruction into Egypt.
He been prepare for send angel of destruction to Egypt.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, how could God judge, send this angel without destroying Israel?
But how God will send this angel here? We go send him, we not go destroy Israel.
Praise the name of the Lord. It was because of this that God ordained this ritual for them.
Now that made God make this way waiting for worship.
Hallelujah. Get a lamb.
Go get lamb.
Kill the lamb.
Kill him.
And sprinkle the blood.
And sprinkle in blood.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the blood of this lamb.
By this blood and this lamb in blood.
I have purchased you.
I don't buy you.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I have bought you.
I don't buy you.
I have redeemed you.
I don't pull you come out.
By virtue of this sacrifice you have made.
by this Sarawai when you make.
When I destroy the Egyptians.
When I destroy the Egyptians.
I will not destroy you.
I'm not going to destroy you.
Praise the name of the Lord. God put himself in a position.
God put himself at that place.
Where he could judge the world.
Where he was able to judge the world.
And yet redeem his people.
And yet he paid for the people that come.
Praise the name of the Lord. We are approaching midnight again.
Will they come back to the same midnight?
Hallelujah. The Lord is requiring a lamb without spot.
God wants lamb when not get one spot per lamb.
Without blemish.
When not get one dirty per lamb.
Hallelujah. He said, Peter said, see that you be found in him.
Peter said, make sure say you be this way inside am.
Without spots.
This way when not get one spot per you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By virtue of that act of redemption.
By the way where he don't pay for me and bring me back to himself.
Israel now belongs to God.
Israel now, that God you own.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The firstborn that were to be destroyed.
The firstborn were there for kill.
God says, I have bought you.
I don't buy you now.
I have purchased you.
I don't buy you now.
You now belong to me.
Now, na me get you now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If any firstborn.
If any firstborn,
hallelujah,
born first,
had to engage in secular activities
for do any kind of thing at all,
hallelujah,
amen,
he had to pay God a price.
He for pay God for where in a godly life in your
praise
way.
The name of the Lord to redeem himself
for pulling self come on a God and
praise the name of the Lord, hallelujah,
amen.
That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Now that makes 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
God begins to speak to you and to me.
God begins to talk to you and me.
He said, you are not your own.
He said, you, not so you get yourself.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You were bought with what? A price.
I pay for you.
Therefore.
So.
You must glorify God in your body.
You for glorify God with by your body.
And in your spirit.
And inside your spirit.
In your mind.
Inside your mind.
In your emotions.
Inside your feelings.
Because all belong to me.
Because all that in me get them.
Hallelujah. It is on the basis of this purchase.
Now because of that by you.
That we must present our bodies. A living sacrifice.
That means so for give itself.
You are telling God something.
You did tell God something.
That this body no longer belongs to me.
Say this my body not to me get him.
By this sacrifice I'm bringing to you.
By this sagawa they bring him to you.
I am saying I am not my own.
And they talk say not me not get myself in
I
game.
Don't belong to myself.
Not to me get control of myself.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A price has been paid for me.
They don't pay for me.
A price has been paid for me.
They don't pay money, pay
say,
something for
you
me.
Are not your own.
Not to me, get me safe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If somebody offends you,
if somebody offends you, blabber,
what do you do?
What do you go do?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are not your own,
if not to you, get you safe.
What do you do if somebody offends you?
When somebody can offend you, blabber, when not to you, get you safe.
You go to the owner, don't you?
You don't go to the owner.
Now I'm asking you a question.
A question
they ask. You said here that Jesus said that you don't belong to yourself anymore, isn't it?
We said I also said Jesus said I not to me get myself again, not also.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's true.
Hello.
Hi.
I didn't say the Bible says you are not your own.
I'm not talking say Bible say not to you get
now,
yourself.
And I'm talking to those here who are born again.
And they talk to them while we don't born again.
A price has been paid for you.
Price don't pay for you.
You have been bought.
They don't buy you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not your own.
Not till you get yourself.
And you are to show that you are not your own.
And you get for sure say you, not till you could control yourself.
By taking that which is no longer your own.
If by you take which is not till you get.
And making it available for the use of the one who owns it.
And greed, let the one way get them in property, use them.
Praise the name of the Lord. God has a program, he has a plan.
Don't get program, you get plan.
He wants you to make your body and your soul available to use for that plan.
He won't let your body and your soul get free for that for use for that plan.
We too have our own program, we have our own plan.
We say if we can get a program, we get a plan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, there is a conflict somewhere, isn't there?
So fetch this on side, not also.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The basis on which God requires you to present your body a living sacrifice.
which make God say you for bring your body like a surrounding life
is that he has already purchased you.
Now the reason say he don't pay for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In offering our bodies and in offering our soul.
By the way, we'll offer our body and our soul.
Praise the name of the Lord. We are saying we are not our own.
We the talk say me, not to me get control of food.
We are bought with a price.
Then don't buy me.
So we must glorify God with our body.
So for glorify God by our body.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to touch one aspect of this sacrifice.
I want to touch one side by this Sarah.
That the Lord impressed very strongly in my heart.
Where God put stronger one on my heart.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want us to look at the book of Leviticus chapter 2.
Let me look at Leviticus chapter 2.
Praise the name of the Lord. Right. Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 2. I'm going to read verse 13.
I will read verse 13.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He says, and every oblation of thy meat offering shall thou season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offerings. With all thy offerings thou shalt offer salt. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God gave them an instruction.
God give them thing for do.
When you are bringing a sacrifice,
where will you bring Sarah?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is an ingredient that must not be lacking in that sacrifice.
Something there went off for missing by that salary.
Hallelujah. So this is quite strong. Praise the Lord. That is salt.
And that is salt.
Praise the name of the Lord. If a sacrifice is brought to the Lord,
if this Sarah, then we are to God,
and salt is lacking in that sacrifice,
and salt is not there by the Sarah,
that sacrifice is not acceptable to God.
That Sarah, God no want them.
Praise the name of the Lord. I want to read something else in Ezekiel.
Something back now, Ezekiel.
Praise the name of the Lord. The book of Ezekiel, sorry, just a minute.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Ezekiel chapter. Sorry. 43. Ezekiel 43.
Ezekiel 43.
Praise the Lord. Just one verse there. Ezekiel 43, verse 24.
Ezekiel 43.
Verse 24.
24.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It was still speaking about this sacrifice. Verse 24 says, and thou shalt offer them before the Lord, and the priest shall cast salt upon them, and they shall offer them up for a burnt offering unto the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we ask ourselves, what does this salt represent?
So what we say, what in this salt mean?
Something so essential that without it, no sacrifice is acceptable unto God.
So it is so important, bad one, that without them, God not wants this Allah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Let's also read Mark chapter 9, and we'll look at it all together. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mark chapter 9.
Hallelujah. Mark chapter 9.
Mark 9.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 9, verse 49 and verse 50.
Mark 9, 49 and 50.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It says, for everyone shall be sorted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be sorted with what? With what?
Salt.
Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltiness, wherewith will he season it? He says, have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with what? Another.
Mark 9:49. Fire will make all man clean, that they are salt. He make them tempting, with then they sacrifice clean. Salt na good thing, but if he not get taste again, waiting for put banam for make it get taste.
Praise
una
God.
For make salt then na una life, so that una all go get one word and pull out.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying to us here, we must have salt in ourselves. And the implication of this salt is that we'll have peace. Hallelujah. With one another.
Pointing at this salt, salt and peace among ourselves.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I was looking back a little bit.
I mean, they look back.
In this chapter 9.
Now, this chapter 9.
What was giving rise to this?
Waiting bring this around. Waiting bring that around.
Jesus was, he went somewhere.
Jesus goes outside.
And then he was returning back to his disciples.
And they come out, come to meet his disciples.
When he was coming to them,
when he came to them,
they were having a big argument among themselves.
Them in the argue among themselves.
It was very serious.
The argument been serious back.
The moment he came near,
as he came near,
they saw him and they all closed their mouth.
Now they all were as they said, so they set their mouths.
What is going on here?
What's in the happening here?
Peter, what's happening?
Peter, what's in
the John, what's going on?
John, what's happening?
James, what is happening?
James, what's happening?
Nobody will talk.
Nobody will talk.
Hallelujah. You know what?
You know what, it is?
You know what they were discussing?
You said what they talk about?
Who among us is what? The greatest.
Who that power we all?
Whose ministry is the most important?
Who that the two important passing company?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was what he came upon them and they were discussing.
Now then they can meet them back.
Peter was saying, you understand, I was the first thing that he called.
Peter and me they talking and I mean first he called.
People came after. He didn't see some of the miracles he did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This one said it was me. When we went to the mountain, it was just three of us, not all of you.
The other one just said,
praise the name of the Lord. And Jesus began to give them a lesson.
Jesus began to teach them a lesson
about sacrifice.
But Sarah.
And he used salt.
And he used salt.
Hallelujah. Salt is the opposite of leaven.
Salt, not the opposite of yeast.
Salt. Is that what you call it? Salt.
Salt.
Oh, okay, praise God. Hallelujah. It is the opposite of yeast. Leaven.
Salt, not the opposite of yeast.
Hallelujah. Whereas leaven corrupts.
Yeast, they corrupt.
Yeast defiles.
Yeast, they dirty.
It brings corruption.
It they bring mix up.
It brings filthiness.
It brings dirty.
Salt heals.
Salt, they make things well.
It preserves.
It they keep things for long.
It is anti-corruption.
It they put a stop to corruption.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a preservative.
It they preserve things for long.
It is the antidote to the corruption that is in this world.
It they stop the corruption within inside the world.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This corruption is in the heart.
The corruption in the inside acts.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The corruptions of insincerity.
The corruption of the society.
Of pride.
Of pride.
Of ambition.
Of how you think so you be.
Of craftiness.
Of ben business.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somewhere the Bible says, renouncing the hidden things of dishonesty.
Bible says, for reject, not greed for the things that were not like business.
Not working in craftiness.
Not work by
Not handling the word of God deceitfully.
Not use the word of God ben fashion.
Said with godly sincerity.
But you forget godly and for sincere. True one.
We present ourselves to you.
We bring ourselves to you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the olden days.
In the old time.
Salt was also a symbol of friendship.
Salt. They use them like for make party with people.
That's what they call a covenant of salt.
Then you call them agreement with salt.
Hallelujah. When I want to make a covenant of friendship with you,
when you want to make party with somebody,
we bring bread.
You bring bread.
We put salt on it.
You put salt, panam.
And we eat it together.
And we go eat it together.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One bread, put salt on it.
One bread, put salt inside.
Eat it together.
We eat it together.
It's a permanent covenant.
Now, agreement way for the table.
It's a permanent fellowship.
Now agreement where the now partnership where go date.
It's a permanent relationship.
Now partnership where go date.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Salt represents faithfulness.
Salt represents faith.
Faithfulness, loyalty.
Where you commit yourself for do something, date go.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The salt must not be lacking.
Soul, not for missing.
We must open up our hearts.
Before we react them.
To receive this salt.
Forget that salt, Pawi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sometimes Jesus, you know, the disciples were eating with hands that were not washed.
Sometimes the disciples can eat with their hands and not wash them.
Hallelujah. Amen. And some said, oh, they are defiling themselves.
And some say, no, they don't see themselves.
Jesus said no. What you eat from outside cannot defile you.
What you eat from this world outside, nothing will dot you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What defiles you?
What they dot you?
Are the things that come from within you.
Now the things that will come from inside.
Praise the name of the Lord. Said out of the heart comes forth murder.
Now from inside you act for kill.
Adulteries.
For go commit adultery.
Fornications.
For go fornicate.
Hallelujah. Anger.
Vex.
These are the things that defile a man.
Now that here the dirty mother.
Evil thoughts.
Dirty thinking.
Unclean thoughts.
Dirty thinking.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They come from within a man.
If they come up from inside mortal man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They come from the fountains within you.
Then they come up from the fountain within inside you.
How many of you remember the story of Elisha?
Almost all remember the story of Elisha.
He came into a particular town.
He came to one particular town.
And the leaders of the town came to him.
And the leader, they all come.
He said, we have a problem here.
They said, we get problem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The city is beautiful.
The city fine.
But the source of our water has a problem.
But who say we water, they come out. Problem day.
Our women drink this water and they miscarry.
I see we wait for them drink this water, then they lost them.
We drink this water, we become sick.
Then as they drink our soul, then they sick.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Elisha said, bring me a new vessel.
Now Elisha said, go take a container for me.
Put salt in it.
Put salt inside.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And bring it to me.
And bring it to me.
And he said, show me the source of the water.
He said, go show me inside the water they come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he took the salt and cast it into the source of the water.
And he took the salt, he put some by that water.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the water was healed.
And the water healed.
He said, I have healed you today.
He said, I don't make you well today.
No more will death come out of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to bring healing to us.
God wants to bring healing to we.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants to heal our tongue.
God wants heal with tongue.
He says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Now what is the
The things that destroy an assembly are the things we speak with your mouth. Hallelujah. He said, I have healed this source today.
He said, go heal that place today.
He said, let's read of bitterness will not come out again.
So that this bitterness will come out again.
Bad feelings will not come out again.
Bad feelings will come out.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, get rid of these things. Ephesians chapter 4.
So when it's in there, Ephesians chapter 4.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, speak not evil one of another.
Not talk bad, but you come ping.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I have healed these waters today.
I don't make this water clean today.
I believe God is bringing a healing to this assembly today.
I believe that God is bringing healing today.
Hallelujah. 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 Every bitterness.
All them bitterness.
Every bad feeling.
All them bad thinking.
God is putting salt.
God they can put salt.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Colossians chapter 4.
Inside Colossians chapter 4.
Hallelujah. He said, let your speech be full of grace.
He said, make which you talk, get grace banner.
A divine.
Make it the effort that people forgot before.
Let it be seasoned with salt.
Make salt the day.
So that they can bring life.
So that it will bring life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church today has lost salt.
The church today don't lost salt.
The savour has gone out.
The flavor and the soul don't come out.
So that the ministry that is coming out today.
So that waiting the bit today.
Cannot fight corruption.
The ministry when they come, you're not able to fight the corruption.
It's not able to change the hearts of men again.
It's able to change what I'm at again.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Salt that has lost its savor.
Salt when it lost in flavor.
It has lost the power.
It has lost in power.
Hallelujah. The Bible says you are to receive with meekness.
Bible says you shall receive with humbleness
the engrafted word.
God the word.
Which is able to save your soul.
We're able to save your soul.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a ministry.
Ministry day.
That God is raising up.
God where God is up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not a ministry of deceitfulness.
Not a ministry where get lie and fake.
It's
and
not a ministry of craftiness.
Not a ministry where get cunning rabbit behavior.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a ministry that has salt.
The ministry gets salt.
That is capable of bringing healing.
We get power for being well body.
That is able to stop corruption in our lives.
We're able to stop corruption in our lives.
That is able to heal our lives of bitterness.
We're able for men with life where get bitterness.
To heal uncleanness in our minds. To enable us to bring an acceptable offering unto God. So that the words of our mouth,
so that which will they talk,
the thoughts of our hearts,
which will they think,
will be acceptable unto God.
God will gladly for them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord desires an acceptable offering.
God wants Sarah where he will gladly for.
And he wants that to be the focus of your Christianity.
And at that day for being you Christianity, which they look for.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you are thinking about your tomorrow.
When you think about your tomorrow.
When you are thinking about your future.
When you think about what will be tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your goal is that your life, when it is summed up.
You waiting for day number one and you ask now that when they don't talk ultimately, when you bring your life round together.
God will be able to say he brought an acceptable offering.
God will just say, ah, I'm glad he bad with this Sarah where he gave me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The whole story of a man called Abel in the Bible.
The one story of one man with a call Abel in the Bible.
The summary of his whole life.
When you put all your life together for talk butter.
Was that by faith Abel brought an acceptable offering to God.
Now that by faith Abel brings Sarah with God, God gladly for.
By which he was declared righteous.
By faith God talks saying a righteous man is.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Do you have salt in your life?
You get salt in your life.
Do you have salt in your life?
You get salt in your life.
When salt begins to work in your life.
When salt begins to work inside your life.
You dwell at peace with your brother.
You will get peace with your brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Murmuring.
Grumble, grumble.
Complaining.
For the complaint.
Envying.
For me there.
Backbiting.
For talk here you complain.
Bad feelings.
For think bad but you complain.
Malice.
For keep malice.
Grudge.
For keep grudge and yes.
Quarreling.
For make blubber.
Salt will judge it.
Salt will judge her.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that out of that spring.
He said out of the spring.
Pure water will flow.
Pure water will come out.
No more bitter water.
Bitter water not go there again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As an assembly.
As God in people learn.
You must seek to have salt.
We for the look for salt.
Hallelujah. Ask yourself a question.
Ask yourself a question.
Do I have salt in my life?
I get salt in my life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do I have salt in my life?
I
This offering that I'm bringing to God, does it have salt? He said that this salt must never be lacking in any offering that you bring before God.
He said this salt is not for lacking by any sagawa you bring to God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what the Lord wants us to know.
Now this God wants us to be.
When you are dealing with your brother,
when you deal with your brother,
when you are dealing with your sister,
when you deal with your sister,
also know that you are under observation.
Not say you yourself, God will observe you.
Always be conscious of that.
Always think about that.
Don't be so consumed with yourself.
Not full up with yourself.
Hallelujah. What this man did to me.
What in this person don't do
what
me so?
The brethren have done to me.
What in
the
brothers
that what the
do
elders
so?
Have done to me.
What in the elders that don't do me so?
You have no life of your own.
Not till you get your life.
You are just an offering.
You not just Sarah.
You have been bought with a price.
They don't buy you with price.
You must glorify God in your body.
You for glorify God in your body.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That must be your goal.
Now that is forbid it when they look for.
You know, sometimes we can have issues with one another.
Sometimes in day we can get problems with the company.
And we lose sight of the fact that this is the house of God.
And we lost this, we lost the understanding. Say this is our God's.
Hallelujah. Sometimes God can test you.
Sometimes they not test God in a test
by allowing something to happen to you.
If they allow something for be to you.
There was a young man named Joseph.
One young man in there when they called Joseph.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joseph was a good son of his father.
Joseph now in papa in good begin.
But his brethren hated him.
But his brother they hate him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They hated him because their father loved Joseph more than them.
They hate him because their papa let Joseph pass them.
Hallelujah. You know, Cain brought a sacrifice. God didn't accept it.
Cain bring Sarah. God not grieve for this Sarah.
And Cain was walking about looking like this.
Cain be the go and they make like a soul.
And God asked Cain, why is your face like that?
And God said, what to make you tell your face so?
If you do well, will you not be accepted?
If you do fine thing, I'm not going to glad for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you do well, will you not be accepted?
If you do fine thing, I'm not going to glad for you.
If you bring the right offering, will I not accept it?
If you bring the right Sarah, I'm not going to accept her.
But he said, Cain, be careful.
He said, Cain, take them.
There's a beast at your door.
Beast, then I the
that beast wants to devour you.
That beast then want to eat you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When a man is eaten by a beast,
when man mortal and beast eats mortal man,
his sacrifice is not acceptable to God.
His sacrifice is bring to God. God, you know, God don't want him.
God will only accept a living sacrifice.
God wants sacrifice their life for them.
Not an animal that has been torn by a beast.
Not a sacrifice beast don't eat it.
Hallelujah. When an offering is brought out of anger,
when Sarah come because was in vex,
out of pride,
because was in proud,
out of contention,
because was in the vex.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's an animal that has been torn by wild beasts.
Now Sarah done the way wild beasts they don't share.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joseph's brethren hated him.
Joseph in brother them ate him.
And they say the wild beast had devoured him.
And they say wild beasts don't eat him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must not eat anything that has been torn by wild beasts.
We not for eat anything where wild beasts they don't check.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If a brother is speaking to you or a sister is speaking to you,
if your brother they talk to you or your sister they talk to you,
and you sense that word is emanating out of bitterness, strife and anger,
and you sense that word the way they talk so, now out of bitterness it vexes and it gets fed for them,
don't eat of it.
Not eat for them.
Hallelujah. If you eat of it,
if you eat say,
that same spirit will transfer to you.
That same spirit will go inside yourself.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If I don't like Sister Margaret,
if I don't like Sister Margaret,
and I begin to talk to Brother Paul about Sister Margaret,
and I begin to talk to Brother Paul about Sister Margaret,
and Brother Paul opens his heart to me,
and Brother Paul opens his heart to me,
after a while,
wait a small.
Brother Paul will begin to feel about Sister Margaret the way I feel about her.
Brother Paul said will feel about Sister Margaret the same way when he said they feel about
because
her.
A spirit has gone over.
And the spirit don't jump so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
An evil beast has also devoured him.
Evil beast has done it himself.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joseph's brethren were the evil beast.
Joseph imported and the evil people.
Whatever they did to him out of hatred. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Joseph refused to partake of that spirit.
But Joseph not grieve for take that spirit there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They took him.
They take him.
And they put him inside the pit.
Then put him at the hole.
From there they sold him as a slave.
Now they sell him like a slave.
From there he went into prison again.
From there he gonna na prison.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he did not allow bitterness to consume him.
But not grieve, let bitterness come take her over.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One day God brought his brethren to him.
One day night God sent his brother they all back to them.
Joseph was now in a position of authority.
Joseph is not in a position now, he don't have authority.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He knew his brethren, but they did not know him.
He sabi his brother them, but they not be able to sabi again.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But God was also testing Joseph too.
But God did not test Joseph himself
to know what he would do.
For sabi what he go do.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To know what was in his heart.
For know what is in his heart.
God wants to know what is in our hearts.
God wants to sabi what is in our heart.
That is why we are passed through certain situations and circumstances.
Now that make we pass through certain situation and circumstances.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God brings your brother.
When God brings brother come to you.
Into your hands.
Now you are.
Be careful what you do with him.
Take them what you may do to them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joseph handled his brethren.
Joseph, he handled him brother them.
He was conscious of his father.
He conscious of his papa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was conscious of his father.
He conscious but in papa.
Let me repeat this, brethren.
Make
you and I
this.
In our life, we are like a lamb being inspected.
Now in life, we fever like a lamp when they go through inspection.
Be very careful.
Take time.
You are under inspection.
Take time, then they inspect you.
In all your daily experiences in life.
In everything where they do in your life.
You are being qualified or disqualified.
You either qualify or you disqualify.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed is a man who is conscious.
That man were conscious for that.
That
in the blessing.
He's been prepared to be offered as a sacrifice.
Then don't they prepare him for offering like a Sarah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that the Lord will just put this consciousness in our hearts.
I pray so that God put this consciousness in our hearts.
So that by the mercies of God.
So that by God in mercy.
Because you and I have received mercy of God.
Because you and me don't get God in mercy.
That we present our lives.
We go give you life.
A living sacrifice.
They can serve your life.
Holy and acceptable unto God.
One on one and acceptable unto God.
Which is your spiritual act of worship.
Now that now we worship God spiritually to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you go down Romans chapter 12.
If you go through Romans 12.
Say let no man think of himself too highly.
It's a let no man think say he better passing God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All of us are very important.
We are all important.
Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that the Lord will minister to us.
I pray that God will minister to us.
I pray that God will put salt into our lives.
I pray that God will put salt in our lives.
I pray that our salt will not lose its savor.
I pray that the salt will not lose its savor.
I pray that the summary of my life and your life.
I pray that the end of me life and your life.
That we might present an acceptable offering unto God.
We will give Sarah what God glad for.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise to God. Hallelujah.